cyborgs don't feel pain. I do. Don't do that again.
Just let me go.
Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business. People come from all over to get this.
Boom, right out of the gate. Music. That's the way, I like it. All right, this is Sake Mama Go Go, show 83. My name's Mal, and this is the show that's going to bring you all kinds of music that'll blow your mind. Maybe not. You probably know this show already. If you're tuning in now, you know why you're tuning in, unless you just happened upon this. Weird. That'd be a pretty neat happenstance, really. Yes. Words. Talking. Nope. Music. Here it is.
Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy, meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Meow, I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
It's too late. We'll be right back. ことを悲しませたりはしないよ。
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Nice. I forgot to say the first music break was Lolita number 18 off of their Best Of album, which I can't read in it. There's no English, so I can't read the words anyway. Sorry. And this was the Let's Go's, and I can't read any of those names either. I should either learn Japanese or I should have translators help me. But I'm really lazy. Sorry, everyone. It's the truth. I'm comfortable with it. If you were listening to the show just prior to this, you heard me talk a little bit about everyone saying that, you know, calling Tarantino a racist because of how he depicted Bruce Lee in his movie as being arrogant kind of thing. And it struck me. I should have said it in that conversation, but I've just remembered. I wonder what exactly, when did racist move from being Hitler to being like, if you disagree with someone's opinion, you're racist. Like if somebody doesn't like ice cream, you're like, well, you're just racist. I'm not sure when as a society we made that transition, but we were wrong and we should go back to the other way. Like, you want to wipe out an entire person, be a kind of person that, yeah, then you're a racist. That's, you know. But if you just disagree with somebody, that doesn't automatically mean it's racist. It's probably not. Probably just have a different opinion. Food for thought, folks. I don't know. I kind of wish the internet would just blow up and go away. I know I'm on the internet, so that's kind of a odd thing to say, but I don't know. It might have run its course. Just, again, food for thought. Here's food for thought. Music for thought. That's better than my words. Here it is.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
静なら聞けた愛して恋して愛されて明日上手に聞けた
freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? I mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
Would you sign your own death certificate? You must before you witness the electrifying night of the living dead and blood and black lace. You must free the theater from responsibility should your heart stop. Paralyzed in fright from the 12 deadly hours of the night of the living dead, where strange, incredulous molecular mutation incites cadavers to arise live from their coffins to devour all human flesh. And the House of Horror, the House of Blood and Black Lace, a chic French fashion salon where seven breathtaking models will find their hideous, diabolical end. Night of the Living Dead, together with Blood and Black Lace. A terrifying evening with the undead.
I've narrowed your choices down to five unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number three.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number three.
All right. You knew it. I knew it. Everyone knew it. That was the 5678s off of their Tanoki Gokin CD. I played Mothra, Ki Ki Shout, Havana Moon, Banana Loon, Osaka Boom. And then, say that once fast. And then Harlem Nocturne, which classic stuff. I just ordered from, I tell you every week, go to Time Bomb Records, and they have an English version of their site. You're going to get all kinds of cool stuff. I just picked up their limited run numbered vinyl album of the 5678s. It's like a best of, but it also has a few alternate tracks of stuff they've done in the past. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And of course, you will benefit from that as well. I will also say, make sure you run out and get tickets. Now, 5678, we are going to be in Orlando December 20th, and then right here in St. Petersburg December 21st. That is at, how's that at? Janus Landing. That's where it is. I bought my tickets first, then I told you about it because, well, I didn't want it to sell out. I'd feel like a schmuck. So I bought my tickets. Now you go get your tickets, and we'll have a big 5678 party. It'll be fun. Fun for everyone. I did have a road trip. It was a hellacious road trip for a new arcade machine. I will talk about that on the other side of the music break. Here are some good tunes for your brains. I should play some Ass for it, I think. It's been a while. And, got to kind of keep playing that. Here, I'll be right back. Here's some Ass for it from their Complete Ass Fortery album.
Baby, I've got my pistol point cocked, ready to link shots non-stop until I see your monkey ass drop and let your homies know who done it.
Thank you. Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Dora?
How about a what?
How about you, Dora?
What are you...
How about you, Dora?
I don't even...
How about you, Dora?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
All right, that was Asfort off of their Complete Asfortery album. I played Bark Up the Wrong Tree, Honest to Goodness, Keep My End Up, and Not Have a Leg to Stand On. You know, I blind bought that album, and we were in Japan. We were digging around in a vinyl record shop, and I saw an album called Complete Asfortery, and there was no way I was not coming home with that album. So anyway, I found a couple months ago, I'm on a local group that does like pinball arcade stuff like that, and they put up one guy put up a Namco Rockin' Bolarama. I think that's the name of it. Some weird name like that. It's a very 50s styled arcade bowling game. And it's a fun game. It's a really cool game, and I missed it. And I was like the second guy to write him, and he was like, sorry, you just missed it. I was like, dang it. Well, the guy, then he wrote me just like earlier in the week saying, hey, that guy that I sold it to is putting it up again for sale. And I said, okay, that's odd, but good. And same price as before, same everything. So I immediately wrote him and said, it's sold. I'm coming to get it. So I left work at 2 on Friday, and I'm driving into Orlando. This was one of the most hellacious drives I've ever been through in my life. And I've been through some rough ones. Now, it wasn't the worst, but it was up there, top 10. I'm driving in the rain in this big truck, and it's like, and it reroutes me. I couldn't go on I-4 because I-4 was shut down from accidents and torrential rain. I'm like, wait, what now? So it takes me on 75 and all these random back roads. It took me like 3 hours to get to Orlando. That's an hour and 10 minutes all day long. Well, hour and 20 minutes, but, and I was like, ugh. So we load this thing up. And I'm driving back. Of course, I'm hitting rain, but we had it really wrapped up well, so it got home safe and sound. So we're now the proud owners of a Namco Rockin' Bowl, and it is really cool. It's a lot of fun. At the end, I'm glad I did the trip to get it in house. But boy, I wish he lived next door to me. That would have been better. But can't complain. New arcade game to play for a while and have enjoy. So fun times were had by all, except the drive. Woof. Would not recommend. Would recommend some music on the way out. So let's drop something in. I'm going to play some Anarchy Stone on the way out. We haven't heard them for a while. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Saki Bamagogo. Make sure you tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. I don't care who you tell. Tell everyone to listen to RadioSaintPete.com. Well, don't listen to the .com part. Go to RadioSaintPete.com, then listen to the music. But mostly tell everyone to listen to my shows because I'm arrogant. I need that kind of ego feeding. No, I don't. Anyway, here's Anarchy Stone. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you. I'll be back next week. Since I'm stuttering on my words, I think I need to drink some more coffee. I'm not amped up enough yet. Ooh. Music. Bye, everyone.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Parker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Bye.